Hello, welcome to my podcast. I'm Melanie. If you want to know more about Rottweiler's breed, you have reached the indicated podcast. Characteristics. Rottweilers is slightly longer than they are tall, are large dogs, ranging in height from 55 centimeters for small females to 70 centimeters for large males. The weight range between 36 and 54 kilograms. They are dogs with a compact shape and huge heads. Theirs are quite close to the head and hang down a bit. The muzzle is squared and strong. These animals can be somewhat slimy and to their drooping lips. Rottweilers should always be black with brown spots and ideally haired in fairly short, dense and somewhat harsh. Although sometimes a bushy puppy is born in a litter, that coat is disqualified in the realm of breeding. The tails are dark, very short, ideally extending from one to two vertebrates. As is often the case in large breeds, Rottweilers can mature slowly. Many don't reach full adult size until 2 or 3 years of age. Although adults' height is usually established at 1 year, with age these dogs will get fat, widening their chest and becoming the huge dog we expect. History. Rottweilers are one of the oldest breeds. They accompanied the Romans on their journey through Germany, driving castle and protective border posts. Many were left behind and the southern German town of Rottweil. They became the breed we now know today. They are considered to belong to the Mastiff family. Later, they contribute decisively in the development of the Dobermans. From the beginning, Rottweilers were working dogs. They drove livestock to market, hauled carts, watered homes, and even carried money to market in belts that were strapped around their necks. They currently work in security and herding. The Rottweilers almost disappeared as a breed shortly before the turn of the 20th century, when smaller, easier to keep dogs took over many of its functions. Fortunately, a few dedicated breeders brought the breed back. And It is one of the most popular breeds in the United States today. There is a series of beautifully illustrated children's books and a Rottweiler named Carl and his adventures with his family's baby. Personality Rottweilers have been selected as war dogs for protective work, something that must be kept in mind at all times. Although well socialized, Rottweilers get along well with people and other dogs. Males in particular can be somewhat aggressive and dominant. They are active and intelligent dogs, so sure of themselves as to act on their own, so they need to be guided from the first moment. If left to their own devices, they can become annoying barkers of burrowers. And given their size, they are capable of doing great damage. Raised to work, the best for Rottweilers is training and shorts. Even if it is simple, the accompaniment of a child also can be a problem. And this dog is fully capable of doing a lot of damage, which is why Rottweilers need firmness and a patience and no label owner. Coexistence. Rottweilers are fairly easy to keep for how large they are, and in fact, they tend to become obese if they don't get enough exercise. Hair care is minimal, quickly. Grooming will almost always suffice. Some Rottweilers drool a lot, especially males with droopy lips. One of the most important things to remember about Rottweilers is that they need extensive and continuous socialization and to be good family companions. Training is essential. Should start from a very young age. Although its bravery is unquestionable and it could be mishandled, this breed is not suitable for a first-time owner. And Rottweilers love to work out and will happily compete in virtually all dog sports, from obedience and to herding to weight dragging. Ideally, a Rottweiler should be exposed to other pets, including dogs, from the start, as well as children. They are usually very protective of their children and should be supervised when they are with a group of children. For this breed, you definitely have to go to a reputable breeder because its popularity has caused some temperament and health problems, and they usually live 12 years.